Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's continue in the next in our series of everything you should know about our faith. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. It can be really hard to believe in God when there is so much suffering of the innocent. I mean, how could a God, who is supposed to be all-powerful and all-good, let an innocent person suffer, especially if it's an innocent child? There is a powerful scene that comes from Elie Wiesel's classic about the Nazi concentration camp. It's called Night. In that book, an innocent young boy is murdered by hanging. And as he dies, the question goes up, where is God? This scene crystallizes that ultimate challenge to faith. If God is all-powerful and all-good, then why does he allow the suffering of the innocent? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. When we encounter the suffering of an innocent person, especially an innocent child, something inside us rises up in indignation. We feel that things should not be this way. Evil men should not inflict harm on the innocent. Torturous illnesses should not afflict children. But consider the source of that feeling. Where do we get that sense? Things should not be this way. It only makes sense to talk about the way things should not be if there's a way things should be. And it only makes sense to talk about the way things should be if they have been made a certain way, given a certain purpose, if they have been created with a certain design. And none of that makes sense without God, without a creator, a designer, an ultimate giver of purpose. So our very reaction to evil shows two fundamental things. There is a God, and he did not design things to be evil. But we still have to ask, why does he allow evil? Why does he allow bad things to happen to good people? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. There are certain goods I don't want to eliminate, even if eliminating those goods would also eliminate certain evils. I don't want to eliminate my house, even though that would eliminate all kinds of cleaning and financing and maintenance evils. I don't want to eliminate my family, even though that would have eliminated all kinds of fighting and misunderstandings and regrets. And I don't want to eliminate my need or love for food, even though that would eliminate both weight gain and hunger. Well, likewise, there are certain goods God does not want to eliminate. And these are great goods, maybe the greatest. And God will not destroy them, even if to destroy them would eliminate evil. He will not destroy human beings, even though that would eliminate evil. I mean, that's an option for God. Hopefully he won't choose it. He will not destroy the free will and the capacity to love and withhold love, which is part of human beings, even though that would eliminate evil. And he will not destroy our capacity to receive and to rely on others and to be grateful. He will not make us impervious and insensitive, self-autonomous and indestructible robots, even though that would eliminate the suffering of the innocent. He will not destroy the family structure, where we benefit from the gifts of our ancestors and we suffer from their failures. We receive life from Adam and Eve, and we also receive the trials of our wounded humanity from them. And is the first not worth the second? No. The goods God has given us are great goods, and he will not destroy them, even to end all the evil and suffering. And we can never thank him enough, not only for giving us these gifts, but for giving them forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Not only has God given us great gifts already, but he plans on giving us even greater gifts in the future. And so many times these greater gifts actually come out of suffering, even innocent suffering. This pattern shows up again and again if you watch for it. We get unjustly fired from one job that actually puts us in the path of getting a better job. It's precisely because your kid was such a mess in his teens that you're so deeply grateful he's now married, faithful, and holding down a good job. It was that early heart attack that shook you awake and pushed you to get your life in order so you could actually live much longer in the end. Even more, it was your wife's nervous breakdown that gives you the chance to show her how much you love her. It's the death of a friend that makes you get serious about your faith again. It's your financial trouble that makes you remember what's really important in life and what is not. And of course, it's death itself, as Jesus has proven for us, that has become the doorway to heaven. God can't get rid of evil and suffering without eliminating all the best goods in the world. But what he can do, and what he always does, is use evil and suffering as the opportunity to give us new goods, greater than any we have imagined. We just have to be willing to trust him and accept the gifts as they come from his hands. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In order for God to eliminate all evil, he would also have to eliminate even greater goods, like human freedom, the capacity to love, and humanity itself. And he won't do that. Because God is so all good and all powerful that he can bring an even greater good out of evil. From the greatest moral evil ever committed, the brutal humiliation, torture, and murder of his son, God brought about the greatest good, our redemption, proving that God works all things for good for those who love him. Jesus didn't come to take away our suffering. He entered into it and transformed it. Jesus accepted his suffering and offered it to the Father to save us. And now he invites us to do the same, to unite our suffering with his, to help him save our loved ones. Whatever pain, whatever loss, whatever evil you face, accept it and offer it up and unite it to the power of Jesus for the salvation of your family and friends. And as members of the movement of the Holy Family, because we're a public association of the faithful, your spiritual offering doesn't stand alone. It goes into a shared treasury of grace, what the Catechism calls the church's spiritual goods. So we join together, pooling our prayer and sacrifices and sufferings for the conversion, healing, and salvation of our loved ones. So don't waste the suffering that can't be avoided. Accept it, offer it up, and allow God to bring the greatest good out of that evil. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, By the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was thinking during the meditation that suffering, especially the suffering of the innocent, can often be one of the reasons why people struggle to believe in God.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, then let's say there is no God. That doesn't make it any better.
You still suffer. You still suffer, but with nothing to repair it, nothing after, nothing. You don't get to say they're in a better place. You just say they suffered.
Exactly. Without God, you lose all chance of hope and repair.
But with God, there is 100% chance of repair.
Yeah.
In the sense that even the most random accident, even the most uncalled for act of violence, even just like the strangest chance of something impossibly sad can be a moment for our greater glory.
Yes.
Or for love of another. If a loved one is in an accident, even that's moments when you are called to love even greater than you ever could before.
Yes.
But too often we turn to anger and we lose both chances. I know that better than anyone else. I mean, I think it's hard, especially with chronic illness, things like that, that you're just constantly thinking about the negative side effects, but it's also the thing that made me who I am today.
Yeah.
It's frustrating to realize that, but that's what we learned from all the saints. It's that they were the ones with the greatest love. All of them suffered. I can't think of a saint that didn't suffer.
And it was the suffering, their innocent suffering, that brought out the love.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I think when it comes to stories, we would never accept a story, or we don't really enjoy stories or find them that beautiful when they don't have that contrast of suffering and adversity. Because that's when you find characters that aren't just good, they're great.
Because
they have something to overcome. That's the thing that just brings tears to your eyes with just the pure beauty of watching someone overcome that, even the smallest things. But in our own lives, we don't choose beauty and we don't choose love.
It is the suffering and the adversity that draws out the greatness. And I can't help but think the Catechism, I think it's around paragraph 1040, maybe I have the paragraph wrong, where it basically says, when Christ comes again in glory at the last judgment, he will show everybody how he worked all things for good. He repaired all evil, all injuries, all everything done to us. He repaired it all. And he worked everything to the greatest possible good, and we will all stand there with our jaws wide open.
And I think that's incredible, not just because there will be no more suffering, but the suffering that happened will still have existed. He won't erase everything. Everything will be greater because we will know what its absence was like.
Yeah.
We will know what life before heaven was like. And because of that, we'll know how great heaven is, how good our loved ones are, knowing everything they suffered.
Yeah, with God, we have the guarantee that all of the suffering had meaning. Without God, all we have is the suffering. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.